Things that bump in the night. Things that creep us out. Voices from another realm. The figures that move out of the corner of your eye. That odd light in the sky.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of It Came From Amity. This is Casey, and across from me is, as always, is Noah Weddle.
How's it going, folks?
So, as some of you may have seen already, I posted a TikTok video this morning talking about a special giveaway that we're going to do that I'm going to reveal on Tuesday as far as what the game is, the specifics, the rules, and entry and all that. I'm going to be giving away the It Came From Amity tote bag that came in my care package from my good friend Haley Wilson. She was the one that is basically in line to be our next merchandiser as we were having all kinds of trouble for Teespring. So with that said, on Tuesday, on TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, I will release a video talking about all the particulars because I don't want anyone on any platform to miss out on this giveaway.
You hear that, Teespring?
Yeah.
You got some competition.
Screw you, dude.
Haley's stepping up because you dropped the ball.
That's right. It should be awesome. I hope a lot of you guys enter. Like I said, Tuesday will be. I'll have the TikTok video as the template, and then I'll repost it on Facebook and YouTube, and then we'll have the entry. And then it'll probably last about a week or two. That way, it gives everybody time to get entered at once, get entered, and then we'll go from there.
Yep.
I can't wait to actually get it going.
Some cool stuff in there.
Yeah, there was some cool stuff.
Are you giving away each item separately?
Just the tote bag right now.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, just the tote bag. Because the tote bag, a lot of people seemed really interested in the tote bag.
It's gender neutral.
Yeah. Everything else was kind of like there was the lanyard, and then two decals. And I guess I could have gave away the shirt, but it was my size. It was actually like made for me. So, which I'm wearing right now, by the way.
Yeah. Looks good.
I like it. Pretty freaking awesome.
Flying those red and white colors.
Yeah, and I made sure to get my favorite color on there. So
we're going
to
talk about a topic that not a lot of people know about, but it's local, right?
It is. It's fairly local. So for those of you who are paranormal enthusiasts in the state of Indiana, you're probably familiar with the Hanna House in southern Indianapolis.
Is that Hanna Avenue?
It's on Madison Avenue.
Oh.
But funny enough, Hanna Avenue and the Hanna House was named after the same guy.
Oh, okay. So. Jack Hanna from Hanna-Barbera?
Exactly. I mean, how could you not know that?
It's not, is it?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not. No, this is the very historic Hanna House in southern Indianapolis. Got a lot of really great stories. Some of you may be familiar with some of them. And then, of course, some of you actually might just know it from the fact that they actually do like a haunted house every
October. Hanna Haunted House. Yeah. Hanna Haunted Acres.
Well, those are two separate things, I believe, on two separate properties. I'm fairly sure.
One of them's on Hanna Avenue. Okay. I'm stupid. Ignore me.
Yeah, quit helping.
I'm trying to help.
You suck.
I remember, though, the Hanna Haunted House, Hanna Haunted Acres.
Mm-hmm.
They had the chainsaw and the big straw bales.
Yeah.
Hay bales or whatever. We went there in high school, and my girlfriend at the time, a chainsaw came around the corner, and it scared her so bad, she slipped in the mud and fell with her legs up right on her butt. Hurt her tailbone real bad.
Oh, yeah. Wait, it was so that when you guys funny. Were in high school?
Yeah.
I remember that, because I was still going. Well, I went with you guys, but I remember like her showing up to church.
Oh, complaining about it.
Like, wasn't she on crutches or something?
No, it just hurt her tailbone.
Why do I remember crutches? Why do I remember her being on crutches? Are you sure she wasn't?
No, she bruised her tailbone.
Okay.
Because she went, she was like pass, like passenger position, sitting with her legs right in the air.
Okay.
Straight
yeah,
down on her
right.
butt.
All right. So, so this house, like I said, very famous. Some of you may be familiar with it already. Some of you may be familiar with some of its lore. Some of you may be familiar with the history. And some may just be familiar that they do the haunted house in October. But we're going to get into the history and then some of the stories. So the Hannah House is a 24-room, basically, mansion.
24 rooms, I'd say it probably
yeah.
is.
Yeah. And it was built in 1858. It was also part of the Underground Railroad, for those who aren't familiar at all. As the story goes, I'm talking about the slaves real quick. One tragic night, while a group of slaves was waiting to leave their hiding spot, someone knocked over an oil lamp, or so the story goes, and the basement went up in flames, trapping and killing all the slaves.
You've got it bad enough already. Now some idiot has to knock over an oil
yeah.
can.
The dead slaves were hastily buried in the cellar's dirt floor to cover up the incident as quickly as possible because they didn't want to blow their cover as being part of the Underground Railroad.
Right.
Investigators and past owners believe that those slaves still haunt the house to this day. I've heard that story many times.
Yeah, it's like that Haunting in Connecticut movie.
Yeah.
Haunting Connecticut 2, where the Underground Railroad, it's they were killing slaves down under, mm-hmm. acting like they were part of the railroad, and they were haunting it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but...
I've heard of it.
Kind of reminds me of that. Same story.
Yeah, same premise. So, it was... I guess it was built in 1858 by Alexander M. Hanna. He purchased the bricks to build the house for $585.
What?
Well, in 1858 money, to be clear.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money in 1858. He had just returned to Indiana after spending several years in California prospecting for gold and co-owning a ranch.
So he was loaded.
Yeah, he had money. His father, Samuel Hanna, was a prominent landowner and the president of the Indiana Central Railroad. Upon okay. Alexander's return to Indiana, he began to work for the railroad and purchased about 240 acres of land from his father. On that land is where it. He built...
10 huh? or 40.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, 200, okay. 240.
Oh, they said 10 or 40.
No, 240.
Okay. All right.
And on that land is where he built what is known as the Hanna House today. In 1872, Hanna married his wife, Elizabeth, and added a service building to the house. In this addition, there was a milk house and a wash house or summer kitchen with a large fireplace on the floor on the first floor. On the second floor was the servants' quarters. Also running through those 240 acres of land was Marion County's first toll road, the Indianapolis Southport Toll Road, which ran from Indianapolis to Madison along the Ohio River. Hanna collected tolls from travelers from 1860 until he passed away in 1895. And following that passing, the land was split up and sold since he had no heirs to inherit the land.
So he was always looking to make a buck, always how he could make a buck.
Yeah.
Smart.
And let's see, in 1899, the house was purchased by Roman Oler, Oler, O-E-H-L-E-R, along with 21 acres of property surrounding the house. During this time he lived there, the front porch was widened, several outbuildings were added to the property, and the man's daughters, Romina, would be the next owners of the property, which consisted of the 5 acres that were still owned by the Elder family today. In 1978, the house was placed on National Register of Historic Places. And over the years, the house has been used as an antique shop, a flea market, and continues to be used for parties, banquets, and receptions.
So it's a historical site. They can't tear it down or renovate it at all unless they got permission or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so it'll be there forever.
Yeah. And, yep. and they can do renovations. I think if I remember right, the renovations have to be basically be done to make it look like yeah. it's a period piece.
They can't change it to a modern building or
Correct.
Whatever.
A lot of times they'll be updated for like wiring or plumbing and such, but
safety reasons
yeah.
and stuff.
Right. Scott Longyear.
Let's be honest. A lot of those old houses were not very safe.
No.
That's why people just died in accidents.
Yeah. I mean,
randomly.
And you got to remember, like in the 1850s, 1860s, 18, well, I mean, up until the advent of, you know, modern household
yeah.
electricity.
Yeah.
You know, everything was like candlelit or with oil lamps and
a lot of house fires. It was all wood.
Yeah. All wood. And the paint was usually lead or
lead.
Something.
Lots of cancer.
Yeah. Yeah. So we know, like I said, we talked about the slaves. People also say that they see apparitions of Hannah himself.
Did he build that with the intention of being a railroad?
The Underground Railroad?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because he built it around the time, didn't he?
In 1858. So
he would have built it with the intention.
Possibly. I mean, it did have a large basement, but a lot of houses back then did.
Wasn't the railroad was just, they tunneled, right?
No.
And they would, no?
The Underground Railroad was basically, it was like underground, like in the way that we think of underground. It was like illicit or.
Oh, that's right.
So.
Like secretive.
Secretive.
Yeah.
And there was like houses that they knew were safe houses.
I was thinking it was literally a tunnel underground for a second.
A lot of people do.
And then you brought, and I was like, oh yeah, I know that.
Yeah, a lot of people actually do. They're like, oh, they just tunneled their way in. I'm like, right. Well,
sometimes they did.
There were like, if I remember right, like certain like underground, like hidey holes and stuff. Right. But basically it was like houses they knew were safe and they could like, you know, where the slaves could be kept for periods of time. They could be fed, right. Clothed. If there was any injuries or illness.
It's like
illness,
a safe house in a video game.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And so they could stop and rest and get some food and whatever. But so he did this from 1858 until the end of the war. So a long, you know, a few years.
Huh. Well, he was a good man then.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he, they say that he haunts the place. They said they've seen the, spirit of his wife there as well in the bedroom, if I remember right. You can actually still schedule like private ghost tours today.
Oh yeah.
They do ghost tours, like more public ghost tours during like Halloween, as well as the haunted house itself. If I remember right, Taps Paranormal was there back in the early 2000s, like back when Taps was like the ghost hunting thing on Sci-Fi or A&E or whatever they were on at the time. I think it was Sci-Fi.
Sci-Fi mostly for those ghost shows.
But Taps had been there. Not Taps, but well, I think
might have been
I don't
Taps.
Know if they were there investigating, but I know they were there for like some kind of like ghost tour thing, or a couple of the members from Taps was.
Okay.
I remember that for sure. But you can go and do coast tours there. You could do receptions, banquets, get-togethers, parties. One of the things that they got real famous there for a little while, or at least got real popular, was actually like period tea parties. So you dress in a certain like
cosplay.
Victorian, and you go in there and you have like all the china set up and the little tea saucers and the teacups and have a like a little tea party.
But cosplaying,
you know, for adults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nerdy adults.
Yeah. So you could, and they would do that. And I, and they would serve like the cookies and stuff like that.
Crumpets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they would do like the big thing. And when I worked for Rural Metro Ambulance Service back in the day, so this dates me by several years, that was kind of like where our headquarters was, like just a few blocks away. And it wouldn't be uncommon to go by the Hannah House.
Yeah.
Because if I remember right, it's like pretty close to U of I. And but we would go by there, and it's a very gorgeous property. Very beautiful property. From what's left of it.
I'm sure I've seen it.
Because a lot of that, well, I mean, almost all the property has been sold off. I mean, all that's left of that 240 acres is basically the...
Because you can't just own 240 acres in downtown Indy anymore.
Like, well, I mean, even, yeah, I mean, because 240 acres, that's vast.
That's hundreds of millions of dollars worth of land there,
you know. Since Mr. Hannah didn't have any heirs, it just got...
Yeah,
basically
the
parceled
city split
out.
It up.
So all that property that once upon a time used to belong to him is now all private residences and businesses and stuff like that in southern Indianapolis. So basically there's just the property that's left over now would almost resemble like a double or triple lot today as far as residential zoning is concerned.
I love Indy, man. It's not a good city.
Not anymore.
But it's the romantic version of Indy. Well, you know, it is a pretty city.
I mean, it is. It's, I mean, it's...
The skyline's pretty. It's got some nice... The canal, like, it's got some nice spots in it, yeah. You know? And I know crimes went up and stuff, but it's still our home. The city, like, I love it.
Yeah, the city itself isn't maintained very well,
no.
Unfortunately.
There are places that are, though.
Yeah, and there's, like, certain spots.
Right.
But
it's just got that old grit feeling to it, like industrial hard workers, like that's what Indy is to me, you know. It's just a classic city.
Yeah.
So anyway.
But it's a very cool landmark. If you're not familiar with all the story, because I mean we're I know that one night. Okay, I'll tell the story because it was kind of weird. We didn't see anything, but nothing just like jumped out. But I remember I did an overtime shift one night, and I was working with my buddy Mike Sneed. Okay, you know Mike.
Yep.
So me and him were both EMTs at the time, and we decided we're going to do an overtime shift together, which was pretty common back then. And we got stationed in that zone. We called. Way Rural Metro had it was called Zone 2, which was like southern Indianapolis and the Beech Grove area. And so we could kind of get free reign of that area. And we decided we're just going to go around like where Hannah House was and like U of I and just kind of like, it was nice and quiet in that area. And he's like, hey, you ever been by the Hannah House? I'm like, no. He's like, let's go. So I was like, all right. So we drive over that way and we literally park like right along the curb. And I remember looking at the house because he's telling me the story. I didn't know the history at all. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that it was like a haunted house. And he's telling me some of the history. He's talking about the ghosts. He's talking about the slaves. He's talking about all this stuff. And I remember looking like at the house, at the property, and how just serene and quiet and still it was. And then I remember looking at this one window and I saw like the curtains flutter a little bit and I was like, oh crap. But then I was like, you know, it's probably something inside, you know, there might be like a fan on or.
Yeah.
And then it stopped fluttering for a little bit. Like it wasn't like fluttering, like active, like, you know, but it was like kind of like a soft wave. Like uh-huh. Something was like taking it and like moving it a little bit, but it like stopped and then it did it again. I was like, Mike, do you see that? And he was like, what? And I pointed out the window. And he was like, yeah, the curtain's moving. I said, but it stopped. And then it did it again. So now it could be an oscillating fan. But the fact that it stopped once and then picked it back up and it never stopped again, I don't know what would cause it to do that. But I'm not saying that I saw ghostly activity, but I'm saying it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
But you do, I did have the feeling, and Mike did too, that uneasy feeling that we were kind of being watched, but I don't know. But it is a very cool property. It's one spot that I would love to do a ghost tour at.
Yeah,
for sure. If any of the stories are true, like seeing Hannah and his wife, and supposedly you can hear, one of the stories is that you supposedly can hear crying from the basement and screaming and wailing. And those are supposed to be the cries and screams from the burning slaves. But
wow. That's dark.
Yeah. But that's kind of it for the Hannah House itself. Like, that's most of the story, most of the history, honestly.
Also, keep in mind, guys, that we're not doing two podcasts, so that's double the work. So some of our episodes are going to start being a little shorter now. We're not going to ramble as much.
Well, and this episode was actually intended to be a mini-sode for last week when Noah's out,
mm-hmm.
and I totally spaced doing it. So that's kind of my fault. But I didn't want to put that on the back burner and forget about it. I'm like, we got to do the Hannah House just because it's local.
Right.
It's an Indiana thing. It is an important landmark and with an important history. And I think that needs to be discussed. But like I said, I mean, the history itself is really mostly that. It, like most of like the history that people talk about is the history of the house, the slaves, the fact it was part of the Underground Railroad. I mean, that's like the focal point, but I mean, and like I said, and of course it still does the ghost ghost hunts. And then of course the haunted house that they do in October, or at least they used to. I don't know if they still do or not.
I don't know.
But, like I said, and stay tuned, guys, for Tuesday when I announce what the game will be for the giveaway for the tote bag. I'm really excited to give this away. And hopefully within the next month or so, we'll decide whether or not to let Haley do this for us as actually like actually doing this more.
Yeah, if you want a T-shirt or anything made with our logo, reach out to us and we'll hook you up with her.
Yeah, because she's going to be giving us soon, like her contact information, and then that we'll post that so you guys can have that, and you guys will be able to contact her directly. But she can do mugs, she can do T-shirts, she can do tote bags, lanyards, decals, bumper stickers, all kinds of stuff. I think she did say right now she's kind of not into doing hats because they're so hard on with the type of press that she has. But it's not something that she can't do. It's just something that's really, really difficult. Yeah. So, and it's something to do with the sizing, the way it curves around the hat. So she's like, right now, she goes, until she gets a new press, she's not really into doing hats, but it's not something that's totally off the table permanently. But I'll have more details on that and more as far as merchandise comes up. I'm actually hoping within the next month I'm going to get a hold of my buddy Mike, see if we about to get us into the Pixie. I know I keep saying that, but the Pixie does have a schedule of its own, so sometimes it's hard to get in there to do our thing.
I think it'd be cool to do a little video going destination to destination in Indy. We can mm-hmm. go to like Fox Hollow Farm. We can go to the Hannah House.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Just do a quick stop and get a video of us in front of it.
Yeah.
Talking about it.
I'd be down.
So I've always wanted to just peek at Fox Hollow Farm.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe see if we could see that orange shirt guy.
Maybe.
Was it orange or yellow?
I don't remember. I think it was something like that. It was red, like shirt, something.
Yeah, it was like a citrus color. Yeah, that's all I remember.
Orange. But maybe we'll see Herb himself.
I'd rather not.
No.
Weirdo.
Yeah, I do want to see the place, though. I think I'd be down for that. So
I'd be down for that.
Yeah. But we'll try to do that one day.
Yeah.
So we got aspirations.
This guy got time.
Dreams and aspirations and no time to do them.
Adulting is so much fun.
But, yeah.
So with that said, we're going to sign off of here and let you guys have an awesome weekend. I will get a hold of you guys on Tuesday to talk about the merch stuff and the tote bag.
Cool. Peace out.
See ya.